This is CliffCentral.com.
Right, so it is Friday, and that is Kolkakio's video hotbox time. Now, this is something that is compiled through the week so that you, even though you might not have the time, or you might not check all the emails from people, you know exactly what's happening, what's funny on the internet, and what you can talk about over the weekend. So this is something we always get to on Friday. So can you get to this little button over here, and then we get into it. No, that's not the little button. But now I'll press the right one.
Italian with Kolkakio Pizzeria. Ciao in Italian means hello. It also means goodbye. It's a small word, ciao, but it's a big deal. It's just like our new Piccolo lunchtime menu. It's smaller, but it's a big deal. Now you can get smaller Piccolo portions of the same great quality you've come to expect from Kolkakio Pizzeria for under 60 Rand. Sit down or take away Monday to Friday till 4 p.m. Kolkakio Pizzeria. We are the reason you crave pizza. T's and C's apply. Ciao.
Michael, that sounds genius. So we're getting all the things we like, but in smaller portions so we can essentially have more.
So I went to go look at it, and it's basically like, say you're at work, and you want to go have a quick lunch, like an inexpensive lunch, but you don't want to come back to work like all bloated and stuff. So it's a menu. Everything's like under 60 bucks. Available Monday to Friday, because of course people work Monday to Friday until 4 p.m., and the portions are smaller, and it's a set menu. So there's quite a lot of variety. Like there's pasta, there's pizza. I've never understood where this word comes from. Insalata.
Salad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it like French or Italian for salad?
Stay with Italian.
Yeah. it must be Italian.
But
Italian restaurant.
It's like genius. You go there, set menu, quick decisions, quick lunch, go back to work.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, well, let's get into the hot box, Michael. What do we got this week?
Okay, so there's this video called Bean Boozled Challenge.
Okay, so, Bean Boozled with food, huh?
Yeah, play it and you'll see. It's either sweet or disgusting.
Choose something delicious or something disgusting, but the only way to find out what you picked is to put it in your mouth.
Chocolate pudding or canned dog food?
Okay, this sounds dangerous.
Oh, boy.
Will it be chocolate pudding or canned dog food?
Oh. The sound when it comes out of the can.
Boom! Pudding!
No, bring me my pudding.
He's pulled canned dog food. He thinks
it's
pudding.
I've been too boastful there. I bet you it's dog food.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, let me just describe this to you. This is cruel. So he stands there, he's blindfolded, right? He pulls out a little thing, and it's either pudding or canned dog food. He's pulled canned dog food.
He has to eat it.
And now he sits there, and his mouth is open. Blindfolded, mouth open, and then someone comes with a spoon, and he's getting dog food in his mouth, but he's hoping it's pudding.
I can't eat it.
Here we go. Okay, next guy's gonna spin.
Perfect.
Licorice or skunk spray?
There are children in the room. They're gonna need to cover their eyes and ears, most likely.
Have you ever heard of skunk spray?
No, is what that a is thing?
Isn't it to scare off skunks? So it has to be worse than the skunk's odor?
But you know, like when skunks spray, that's it. Like you can't get rid of that smell.
I thought that's what they're talking about, the skunk spray, that stuff that the skunks sprays.
It is. Wasn't that called you Pepe Le Pew? And Pepe used to just... anyway,
but
okay.
But how's it going into your mouth?
All right, so here's the big moment. He's pulling up the piece of paper.
Yeah, that's licorice.
Nope, he's got skunk spray.
Oh, he's going to vomit.
He's got skunk spray.
The worst, Joey. Oh my god, I can smell it.
In his mouth it goes.
Oh!
I'm going
to... Oh, it stinks.
Okay, I think you get
like
the point. You must
medicine.
Go onto Cliff Central. You can watch all these videos. He's thrown up.
I can't.
Okay, Michael, what else we got?
Okay, now, we're all guilty of this. We'll go onto YouTube and we'll go search up like the fails of the week just to make ourselves feel better. You see other people falling off like buildings and stuff like that, messing up.
Go, now!
Yeah. This guy's driving from ice piece to ice piece. Oh no, he's gone. Okay, this is quite difficult to commentate, but you've got to get into this. People are making pyramid people. Oh my gosh. This, what is it that is so funny about humans falling that we can't get enough of it?
I don't know. I suppose it has something to do with being grateful that it didn't happen to you.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one, we've got people falling. We've got guys downing. Oh my gosh. Okay, there's just so much happening here. You got to get into this one. Michael, what else we got? This, you can watch these fail videos forever and ever.
So this Jennifer Lawrence and John Oliver were on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, right. Jennifer Lawrence, she's been quite vocal on these talk shows of late.
She played a game called True Confessions, and it's genius.
Okay. Fallon books everyone, huh?
Mm-hmm. Now, first, we're going to need another player to fill out this table, and we found a good one. He's the host of Last Week Tonight, which airs Sundays at 11 p.m. on HBO. Please welcome John Oliver!
Okay, so it's Jennifer Lawrence and John Oliver. This guy's funny.
How are you? John Oliver!
Thank you.
This is so fun. Thank you for joining us. Guys, here's how the game works. In front of us, we have two envelopes containing confessions. Okay, and one of the envelopes is something that is actually that actually happened to us in real life. And the second envelope is a lie. Once you've read your confession, the other two players have 60 seconds to interrogate you. And then they have to each have to guess whether you've been lying or telling the truth. Okay, we'll take one turn each.
Sure.
So let's get started. Jennifer, you go first.
Oh,
John,
God,
which envelope should Jennifer open?
Two?
Yes.
Two.
Yeah, I'm feeling two as well.
Envelope two.
Interesting. Interesting.
It just says
already
pregnant. It just says not pregnant.
Interesting.
I once took an Ambien before filming a scene in The Hunger Games.
True.
Yeah.
Okay. Was this scene, was it in the scene, were you sleeping in the scene?
No.
You were not, you were awake.
No, in fact, I was dancing.
You're supposed to be dancing in The Hunger Games.
Were you fighting in this scene? Was it a fight scene that you slept through?
No. No. Do I just answer in yes or no? Can I elaborate?
No, you can elaborate, sure.
Okay, yeah, that wouldn't be fun. No.
No.
It wasn't a dance scene. No, I woke up and I am...
Did you do it by mistake?
And I thought it was something else.
As a confession, is
that was
this,
like normal to take.
If anyway. This is true, is this going to cause you legal problems with the studio?
The movies are done.
Good question.
That's not how the law works.
Yeah.
It's all about Star Wars now.
Yeah.
That's fine.
No,
that's fine.
Okay, interesting. So you took it, but you, did anyone know? Was anyone around you when you took this?
No.
Or just you? Only. This can go either way for me.
I mean, what does that sound?
Well, that's it.
What do you reckon? Yes or no?
Yes.
Sia?
I think yes.
That's my cell phone. I'm sorry. I'm getting, a call. Getting a call. I'll get it later. What do you think?
It's plausible.
Yeah.
It's reckless.
Yeah.
Oh. I kind of like it. if it's not true, I am going to be very sad. I'm saying it's true.
I'm going to say... Okay. You're that much good of, I think you're that good of an actor that you could probably...
Definitely take your time more with this decision.
Like how long?
No.
I say it's true.
Okay, well, we have to go onto the website and see if it is true, if Jennifer Lawrence did
that
take it.
That is a cliffhanger of no spin.
Well, Sia, we've got so many things to get through today.
Time is of the essence.
I reckon she took it.
Yeah.
I literally want to go to the website now.
She's a big star. Okay, Michael, and what else we got?
Another two more videos. There's another one on the Cliff Central website. On the homepage, you can find this all. Britain's stupidest female.
Ah, okay. That would be Jenny Davies.
Questions again, yeah?
Yeah, feeling confident.
You're feeling confident again?
Yep.
Okay, let me just point out straight away, if she's going to be Britain's stupidest female, you know she's going to be pretty hot, right?
Okay.
Really?
And I think asking her the questions is her boyfriend.
Because you know how these things work. This boyfriends have been asking, let's just say, not so intelligent girlfriends questions on YouTube for so long now.
For kicks.
There are so many of these videos, but this one, okay, let's give it a go. Britain's stupidest female.
First question is, what is the capital of Belgium?
Finland.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. That's supposed to be an easy one. Right, anyway, scrap that because you clearly didn't get that one. Who? Everyone can see that. Who is that?
It's just showing a picture of Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, I'll take it and have a look. Who is that? Don't cheat and have a look.
I'm not cheating and having a look, Brad. Look.
Well, go on.
That's so, Oh, what's his name? Apprentice man.
Who?
Kim Jong-un is the person she's looking for.
Sir
Alan Sugar. Shut up.
What do you want me to shut up for?
That is not Sir Alan Sugar, Jen.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, Bradley. That is fucking Sir Alan Sugar.
That is not Sir Alan Sugar, Jen.
Yes, it is. I'm telling you
it is. I don't
know
why you think that's Sir Alan Sugar for when you know for a fact that's not
Sir Alan
Sugar.
Because you've just asked me in a photo, Bradley, who that is, so I'm telling you who it is.
You think that's Sir Alan Sugar?
Yeah, it is.
Right, anyway.
You're the shittest question person that I know, because you don't know the answers your fucking self.
I don't know the answers.
You don't know the answers, Brad.
Well, I suppose you do.
Obviously, because I've just fucking told you.
Next one. How many wives did Henry VIII have?
Eight.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. That's why he's called Henry the fucking Eighth, Brad.
Well, okay, this is obviously going to go so badly. These two are either going to fight or have makeup sex right here. This is weird.
Henry VIII had eight fucking wives because that's where his name comes from. Otherwise, if he was fucking had 10 wives, it'd be Henry the Tenth, wouldn't he?
You know, the first impulse here is to say this is all made up, but sometimes you can't make up this kind of stupid. Because
yeah.
That's, in her mind, that's a pretty good theory.
Yeah.
Like, that's rock solid.
But the scary thing is that there are so many people like this Jenny Davies walking among us. They really are.
Yeah, let's see what else she's got to say.
I don't know what you mean.
Okay, well, that's pretty much. Michael, what else we got?
We have here a Tesla prank. Now, Tesla just released their new car a couple months ago, and it is insane the things this car can do. It can legit like drive itself. Like, I watched a video the other day where this dude was in traffic and he was having a nap while the car drove itself. Like, it positioned itself in the traffic, saw how close the cars were next to it, behind it, back, and worked out its speed, and it blew my mind. The technology in the Tesla. So some dad used it to prank his son.
Okay, because that's what dads do. I mean, that's why you have sons, isn't it?
Hold on.
Okay, the kid's in the car by himself, no one in the driver's seat.
No. Just stop.
Car's going.
Dad! Dad, dude, the car's moving! Dad! Dad!
Oh my gosh, this kid is losing it.
Dude, stop!
The car is driving out
Dad's
of the garage.
Kill me!
Dad's going to kill me or you're going to die.
And then the dad's just staying there with the remote control thing and he comes in and just laughs.
Oh, that's
look how much joy he takes in this.
You suck.
That's
kill me. You suck.
Oh wow, is that
that's actually so horrible.
Michael, does that wrap it up?
That wraps up Video Hotbox this week, brought to you by Calcacchio.
Okay, and Michael, just remind us about this amazing menu again.
It's really cool. On your lunch break today from work, go check it out. I mean, everything's under $60. Smaller portions, so not only do you finish lunch quicker, but you also don't go back to work all bloated. And there's a nice variety.
That bloated feeling. Who wants it?
I mean, when you go like and have a gigantic pizza, you go back to work and you find you're tired. This is a smaller pizza, and you go back to work and you just have the energy kick you need.
Okay, so that's the Piccolo Lunchtime Menu from Calcacchio. Check it out.
This is CliffCentral.com.